This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I once had a meeting with a big actor. I can't remember why exactly, which is happening a lot these days, but it had something to do with convincing the actor to agree to be on a TV show. But just as we were walking into the meeting, the actor's manager pulled me aside and said, "Look, just listen to him. He doesn't make much sense, and he probably hasn't even read the script, but listen to his thoughts and make him feel heard, and he'll do the show." Now, I thought of that moment walking into that meeting this week when I was talking to a major political fundraiser who was busy setting up fundraising events for his client, a candidate for higher office, and yes, I'm being discreet, here in the capital of show business, and he was complaining. "What I want is money," he said to me, "but what I get a lot of the time is advice from actors and directors and producers about what it takes to run a successful campaign, about messaging, about everything but what I need, which is money." Now, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that was the gist, and I felt bad, too, because under no circumstances was my friend going to get money from me for three big reasons. One, I don't have any. Two, I don't support his candidate. And three, I don't have any, which I know I said already, but I'm repeating for emphasis. Now, people in show business think they know everything about politics and about winning elections. You'll hear people talking about how we're the storytellers here. We connect with audiences. We know what people need to hear and how to shape a story or an image. Now, I warn you, there's about to be some math. In 2012, Mitt Romney got about 56 million votes, maybe a little more, but let's say 56 million. Obama got about 58 million votes, again, maybe a little more, but let's just say 58 million. Now, that's a lot of votes for each of the candidates. And here's what those numbers mean. The losing campaign, last go-round, managed to get 56 million people to do one thing on one day, to drive to a polling place, to figure out where it was and then drive to it, park, stand in line, vote, and then go about their business. Now, they had to do this between specific hours on a specific day. 56 million people, in other words, went to the Vote for Mitt Romney movie on opening day. And at the average 2015 movie ticket price of $8.70, that means Mitt Romney had, in show business terms, a $487 million opening day. Not opening weekend, not four-day holiday take, not even all-in cable sale, international, whatever, adjusted gross receipts. No, the Vote for Mitt Romney movie, which failed, by the way, at the box office, made in entertainment business language almost $500 million. Because the people who ran that campaign knew how to get almost 60 million people to do a certain thing on a certain day within certain hours. And for some reason, people in the entertainment business think they should be giving advice to people in the political business and not the other way around. And that's it for this week. Next week, Notes for KCRW. This is Rob Long.